Voting may be a cherished American tradition, but not for everyone. At the end of the Korean War, a group of about 20 American soldiers who had been taken as prisoners of war decided not to return to the U.S. They went to China instead. Slowly, over the years, most made their way back to this country, all except one. James Veneris, now almost 80, has spent the past half century living, working, and raising a family in China. NPR's Rob Gifford went to meet him recently and sent back this story.
James Veneris lives in what is, by Chinese standards, a spacious apartment in the city of Jinan, a couple of hundred miles south of Beijing. A grey industrial town, it's not the most obvious place for a foreigner to choose to live. But for Veneris, it's been home for most of the last 50 years. He's a friendly and sprightly old man, despite, or perhaps because of, a lifelong love of strong cigarettes and Chinese rice wine. Sitting back in a worn armchair in his living room, he says his English is a little rusty. He hasn't spoken it in a while. But he soon settles into his tale. How he grew up near Pittsburgh, the son of a coal miner. On leaving high school, he joined the military and saw action in the Pacific during World War II. He says in 1950, like many Americans, he thought communism was a threat to the free world, and so he willingly went to fight in Korea. But the war soon began to have an effect on him.
War is bloody. That war in Korea lasted 3 years. It was a bloody bath. They bombed North Korea day and night for 3 years. Millions of people killed. I watched them frozen, dead, piled one after the other. Little children, women, old women, American soldiers, British soldiers, United Nations troops, Koreans, Chinese. And that left an impression on my mind. Never again will I fight an unjust war.
He was given plenty of time to think about the justness of war when, in November 1950, he was captured by the Chinese army and spent 3 years as a prisoner. He says he was shocked at how well he was treated by the Chinese. His captors were the opposite of what he'd expected.
You know, there's an old saying, you can test the stamina of a horse by the distance it travels. You can see the heart of a man by the passing of time. 3.5 years in the POW camp with the Chinese, with the Chinese people, I fell in love with them. They were very honest, they treated us good, and I made up my mind. I was going to go to China, I was going to link my heart with the Chinese people forever. And that's what I have done.
The armistice that ended the Korean War stipulated that POWs could be repatriated to the country of their choice. Veneris and 22 other Americans decided to go to China. Neither his family nor the U.S. government were too impressed with this decision, and he was given a dishonorable discharge from the U.S. military. Veneris drags on his cigarette and takes another sip of coffee. His life on arrival in 1953 wasn't easy, he says. He spent the first 10 years as a lathe operator in a factory in Jinan. At a time when China was encouraging world communism, Veneris's contribution to the revolution was welcomed. Then in the 1960s, he was able to attend college in Beijing. When the Cultural Revolution broke out, he returned to Jinan to do the most menial work, pulling a cart and then working in a toilet paper factory. He'd married in the 1950s, but his wife had died of tuberculosis. In 1966, he remarried and had two children. Sitting in the next room, his six-year-old granddaughter, Liu Wenxian, watches television.
She's temperamental, so leave her alone, she'll come out. Just leave her alone.
Veneris and his second wife are currently looking after their granddaughter. Their son, her father, is spending part of the year in the United States, working as a truck driver, earning money. Veneris himself returned to the U.S. for the first time in 1976 and toured around giving talks. But he says he missed China and his family and was happy to return. His wife politely pours tea and keeps her distance, though when asked, she's happy to talk about her life with James Veneris. He was the first foreigner I'd ever met, she says, and I'm glad I did. He knows so much about China, and he really loves children. Veneris is a doting grandfather and says life is good. He's happy with the decision he made.
I have never regretted it. And if I had a chance to do it over again, I would do it much, much better. You know, just oppose them even more and expose them. The guys that started the Korean War and also the Vietnamese War. Omar Bradley, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces in 1952 or 1953, said it, wrong war, wrong place, wrong time. The Korean War was the wrong war.
In fact, Veneris says any war is the wrong war. He's more of a pacifist than a communist. But he hasn't gone through 50 years in China without taking on board many of the Chinese government's opinions. Taiwan is most definitely a part of China, he says, and he feels the US government goes on too much about human rights in China. But he still has an American passport and says he's still very much an American. He just happens to live in China. When he dies, he says he'd like half his ashes scattered in the Mississippi and half in the Yellow River, which runs through his adopted home of Jinan. Rob Gifford, NPR News in Jinan, northern China.